Hello friends, welcome to the month of throat chakra healing. This month brings me so much joy. We are together going to call on the energy of Goddess Saraswati. And Saraswati, she is known as the goddess of flow and ease and creativity. And it's really interesting because I've always associated her with the sacral chakra. But during this month of tuning in, she's really coming through the throat chakra energy. And the throat is the bridge from the heart to the head. It allows us to really come home to ourselves. And so Saraswati, she's the goddess of flow, of speech, of knowledge, and of the arts. She personifies a great healing river. She is the lullaby that soothes a child to sleep, the Om chanted in a yoga class. She is the dance on the stage and in the dark. She is the inspiration and the perfect word. And she is the deity that governs our fifth chakra, the Shuddha, our throat chakra. In Sanskrit, this means purity. It is the energy center that governs our speech and our communication, and it is located in the throat space. We have an opening at the throat and at the front and the back of our throat chakras. And this beautiful color blue is associated, which encourages peaceful communication and purity and harmony, that cleansing color of blue. And when our throat chakra is balanced, we communicate well both with others, but also with ourselves. We speak to ourselves with harmony, with purity, with kindness. And so Saraswati is governing our energy this month. In the beginning, Lord Brahma, the Lord of creation, sat and wondered how to turn all chaos into order. And as he sat in peace, from within, a voice answered with knowledge. And from Brahma's mouth came out Saraswati, this beautiful flow of water. Saraswati came streaming out of the mouth, playing her lute and shimmering with gold light. And as she strummed, she taught Brahma, the Lord of creation, the mantras necessary to create the next world, to be in peace, to turn all chaos into order. So Saraswati, she is the goddess of knowledge, of arts, of flow, of creativity. And she believes that only through knowledge can we create. And that this knowledge is not external, but internal. This reminds us that before we speak, we must turn inward and let the words arise from our heart space. The throat chakra, our fifth chakra, is a bridge connecting your heart to your brain. It also connects your heart to the world. And our intentions, they move from our heart to our head, where we or they utter in sound and in speech. So when the throat chakra is blocked, we're unable to connect our mind with our heart. We're unable to listen to ourselves or to other people. And alternatively, when the throat chakra is excessively open, too much talking can occur. The throat becomes like a broken valve. Speech comes pouring out with no ability to take in new thoughts. But when our throat chakra is balanced, we are able to listen, to perceive, to articulate a response from our heart space. So this month I invite you with your malas to embrace Goddess Saraswati, to embrace her mantra. She is all creation, all movement, all fluidity of thought and the power of healing. She has the mantra, Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha. And I am going to link you into a 108 mantra meditation that, if you choose to, you can use for your daily guidance, tuning in and coming into happiness. So to really activate through your throat chakra, I invite you to embrace the qualities and the energy of flow, of communication, of manifestation, and to find yourself in a comfortable place. To place your hands on your lap, to bring, if it feels good, your mala into your most dominant hand. And then to let your thumb and your middle finger move through the beads to each knot. As we sing and repeat Saraswati's mantra, allow the sounds to come out of your mouth, and as they do, be open to your natural creative spirit without judging. And once you repeat and finish this 108 mantra, whether you're listening or singing, sit and be in silence. Bring your hands to your heart center and give gratitude for this beautiful moment. Om Aim Saraswatiye Namaha.